This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. AFBF President Bob Stallman announced on Tuesday that he will not seek re-election in January 2016 following 16 years at the helm of the nation's largest, most influential general farm organization. Stallman, a cattle and rice producer from Columbus, Texas, is the 11th president during AFBF's almost 97-year history. Stallman says it has been a tremendous honor to serve the nation's Farm Bureau members and represent agriculture and rural America. After 16 years as AFBF president, six as Texas Farm Bureau president, and several more in other Farm Bureau roles, it is time to hand over the reins of leadership, a decision that is made easier by knowing the great leadership and foundation that exists to continue moving Farm Bureau forward. He says he is as optimistic as ever about the future of American agriculture and Farm Bureau. The House Agriculture Committee approved H.R. 1599 on Tuesday, a move that will bring greater clarity to food labeling, according to AFBF. H.R. 1599 empowers consumers by continuing to require warning labels for foods that may have adverse effects on the public, noted AFBF President Bob Stallman in a statement. He added that at the same time, it does away with labeling schemes that would stigmatize foods based on nothing more than the way in which they were developed. Further, H.R. 1599 restores reason to our food discussions and shows pseudoscience and food quackery the door. Farm Bureau looks forward to passage by the full House in the very near future. The Polaris Summer Sales event continues through July 27th. Now is the time to save on select new 2014 and 2015 Polaris off-road vehicles with financing rates as low as 2.99% for 36 months. Farm Bureau members in participating states may combine their exclusive $200 to $300 member incentive with sales event offers to receive an even better deal. Far from the idyllic country roads featured in folk songs, the nation's rural transportation system needs vast improvements, according to a report recently released by TRIP, a national nonprofit transportation research group. The report looked at the condition, use, and safety of the nation's rural roads, highways, and bridges. With significant deficiencies, a lack of safety features, and fatal traffic crash rates significantly higher than all other roads and highways, travel on rural roads and bridges is bumpy, to say the least. There are nearly 900 apps related to agriculture available in the iPhone App Store that help farmers monitor equipment, manage off-farm site, and track outputs and labor. In a recent Capital Public Radio article, Patrick Dozier, an ag tech consultant, said the ag app industry is gaining popularity as younger generations are becoming involved in the farm, and most young farmers are scanning for the new product that's coming their way that's going to help them be more efficient. Illinois Farm Bureau members, staff, and agriculture industry professionals are invited to attend the 2015 Illinois Farm Bureau Commodities Conference, titled Farming the Next 100 Years. The conference, scheduled for July 29th, will be held at the Bloomington Normal Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. This year's conference will feature two general sessions and multiple breakouts that focus on farmland prices, the economic impact of agriculture, markets, weather, farm legacies, cover crops, precision farming, and consumer trends. First general session speaker, Mary Shellman, Director, Agribusiness Program, Harvard Business School, will cover global economic and consumer trends. Second general session presenter, Dave Alwyn, owner of Echo Valley Meats in Bartonville and Shark Tank participant, will talk about his journey of transforming his family's traditional meat shop into the modern consumer-oriented business it is today. Those wishing to attend the conference may pre-register online June 6th through July 20th at ilfb.org/commoditiesconference or by contacting their local county farm bureau. Registration is $35 per person and includes lunch. Registration the day of the event will begin at 7:30 a.m. at the Marriott Hotel. Ford Motor Company is offering Farm Bureau members a chance to win their very own 2015 F-150 during the Built Tough F-150 sweepstakes. The all-new 2015 F-150 works harder and smarter than ever before with its military-grade aluminum alloy body, best-in-class towing, and payload. And Farm Bureau members can enter to win a two-year lease on a legendary F-150 simply by enrolling at FordSpecialOffer.com/farmbureau/sweeps. There's nothing to buy, but so much to win. Farm Bureau members are also eligible to receive $500 bonus cash toward the purchase or lease of any eligible vehicle from the comfortable and capable lineup of Ford cars and trucks. If you're not already a Farm Bureau member, see your Farm Bureau representative and sign up to enter the Built Tough F-150 sweepstakes. The Illinois Farm Bureau is once again asking its members to bring rural life into focus by taking and submitting pictures for the annual Member Photography Contest. Picture Illinois, the 2015 Member Photo Contest, is open to IFB members and their families. The contest is limited to photos taken in Illinois in 2013 or after by amateur photographers. Entrants can submit their photos to one of three categories, including Looking Up, Fairs and Festivals, and Hidden History. The grand prize winner will receive $150, while three first place winners will receive $75 each, three second place winners will receive $25 each, and the photo selected as member's choice at Illinois Farm Bureau's 2015 annual meeting in December will receive $50. The contest runs through November 1, and winners will be announced in the spring 2016 issue of Partners Magazine and in Farm Week in January 2016. Employees and immediate family members of Illinois Farm Bureau and its affiliated companies are not eligible. To view previous winning photos, obtain the complete contest rules, and to enter online, go to www.ilfbphotos.org. Share what happens on your farm in Illinois Farm Bureau's first video contest. The contest is open to Illinois Farm Bureau members and their families. The contest runs through November 1st, features two categories, 15 to 30 second videos and videos that run 1 to 2 minutes. The video needs to be geared toward consumers and explains what happens on the farm. Each participant will be allowed 2 entries. County and Illinois Farm Bureau employees and immediate relatives may enter. Their entries will be judged in a separate category and will not be eligible for prizes. However, all winning videos will be posted on Illinois Farm Bureau's YouTube and Facebook and shown at annual meeting in December in Chicago. Grand prize for the winning videos in each category will receive $100. Each category will also have two runners-up, each receiving $75. For complete rules and entry form, go to www.ilfb.org/video contest. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.